弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with y'all.
今天晚上我跟大家一起来分享玛纳的真理。
And today I'd like to share with everyone the truth of manna.
以色列人他们出埃及以后第二个月的45号。
And after the Israelites left Egypt on the second month, the 15th day of the second month.
他们从埃及啊带出来的这个食物啊已经吃完了。
By then they had exhausted all the food that they brought out from Egypt.
他们就向神啊来发怨言。
So they complained to God.
当时神怜悯他们。
At that time, God had mercy on them.
就跟摩西啊说要从天上降下玛纳来给他们吃。
So God told Moses that he will provide manna from the sky for them to eat.
这一段事迹呢，我们来看一下。
And let's look at this event.
出埃及记16:4。
Exodus chapter 16:12。
第四节，真神对摩西说。我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。跳过来看14节。
Verse 14。
露水上升之后，不料野地面上有如白霜的小云雾，以色列人看见不知道是什么，就彼此对问说：“这是什么呢？”摩西对他们说。这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物，真神所吩咐的是这样，你们要按着个人的饭量，为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来，各拿一俄美尔。以色列人就这样行，有多收的，有少收的，极致用俄美尔量一量，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺，个人是按着自己的饭量收取。摩西对他们说，所收的不许什么人留到早晨，然而他们不听摩西的话，内中有流到早晨的，就生虫变臭了。摩西便向他们发怒。好，这一段是当时降下玛纳的一个事迹。
And this is the event where God have manna fall from the sky.
他说清晨当露水散了以后
In the morning after the dew evaporated.
整个野地面有那个白霜的小云雾。
And on the field it was covered in flakes.
以色列人不知道这是什么东西。
They did not know what it was.
所以他们彼此就对问说这是什么。
So they asked each other, what are these?
那这是什么？希伯来文的发音就是玛纳。
And what is it? In Hebrew is actually sounds like manna.
好，所以这个玛纳就是。就是希伯来人在说这是什么哈。
So manna actually in Hebrew just means what is this?
那摩西就说这是神从天上降下来给他们的食物。
And Moses told them that this is bread from the Lord who have given you to eat.
那31节就说它的样子好像圆锥子，颜色是白色的，滋味如同掺蜜的薄饼。
And verse 31 says that the bread is white like coriander seed and tastes like wafer made from honey.
好，那当时神就给他们规定一个捡玛纳的那个规矩。
And at the time, God set down a rule according to the gathering of manna.
一个最重要的原则就是按照自己的饭量来捡。
The most important rule is that they must gather according to what they need.
也就是说，假使你一天吃六碗饭，那你就去捡六碗回来。
Meaning that if you eat about 6 portions a day, then gather 6 portions.
你一天吃八碗，你就捡八碗就好。
If you need 8 portions, then gather 8 portions.
但是呢，有些人总是不会很听神的话。
But naturally, some people do not really listen to God.
好，所以神就做一个规定。
So God set down the rules.
每一个人捡回来要先用量斗量一下。
And so when after each person gather the manna, they have to measure it.
那个量斗 希伯来文的发音就是俄梅尔。
That is a Omer.
那俄梅尔大概我们现在的两 liter 到 2.2 liter 的容量。
And one Omer is about 2 liters or 2.2 liters.
那神给他规定了、一天呢、最多啊，只一个人最多只能拿一俄梅尔。
And so God told them that they can gather up to one omer of manna each day.
好，那以色列人每天就按照这种规矩在捡玛纳。
So they gather manna according to this rule.
但是很奇妙的。
But miraculously.
不管他们捡多少。
Doesn't matter how much they gather.
回来用这个俄梅尔这两斗把它量一下。
When they come back and measure it with the omer.
说多说的。没有余，少说的没有缺。
Those who gather much did not have too much, and those who gather little did not have too little.
刚刚好都是按照每一个人的饭量啊来索取的。
So each person end up with exactly how much they need.
好，那摩西就跟他们说。
So Moses said to them.
既然你们是按照你的饭量来捡的。
Since you already gather enough for your need.
那你就放心吃。
Then eat it.
你不要烦恼说。今天把它吃完了，明天如果天上不降下来，那不是饿肚子吗
？Do not worry that if you finish all the manna today, there won't be any more manna tomorrow.
但是呢，有些人总是没有那个信心。
But some people did not have this faith.
很会为明天忧虑。
They like to worry about tomorrow.
所以他们就会想说，万一明天如果没有降下马了，我留一半好了，
They will think to themselves, in case that there won't be manna tomorrow, I'll keep some for tomorrow.
自以为非常聪明。
They thought that they were smart.
结果隔一天呢、一清早起来看。
But when they got up the next morning,
那个留下来的没有吃完的马拉就生虫变臭了。
The next morning, the manna that was purposely left was full of maggots and began to smell.
这在告诉我们什么
？What is this telling us?
为明天忧虑啊，是多余的了。
It is unnecessary for us to worry about tomorrow.
好，那只有一个有一天是例外的。
There is only one day which was an exception.
也就是第六天，我们今天的星期五。
That is the sixth day, which is a Friday for us.
神准许他们拾取两倍。
God allowed them to gather twice the portion they needed.
多出来的那一倍就是安息日要吃的。
So the extra portion they gathered was for Sabbath.
很奇妙就是。那个放到隔一天的那一份不会生虫，不会再变臭。
So on Friday is the portion they keep for the next day will not go bad.
神就用这种方式来养活以色列人四十年之久。
So in this way, God kept the Israelites alive for about 40 some years.
每天很准时的从天上降下玛拿下来。
So every day at the same time, manna fell from the sky.
那到安息日就不降了。
But it will not fall on Sabbath.
所以，我们也曾经有慕道朋友就问我说：“你怎么知道今天你们在守的安息日就是神创世的安息日呢
？”So we have interesting friends who ask me that. How do you know that the Sabbath you're keeping now is a true Sabbath?
我说我知道。
I say I know.
因为神利用降玛拿训练以色列人守安息日。
Because God had used this manna to train the Israelites to keep the Sabbath.
今天这个一个礼拜七天的这个周历的制度啊，是犹太历演变来的。
Now we have having 7 days in a week. Comes from the Jewish tradition.
所以我们非常清楚。
So it is very clear to us.
安息日，就是第七天。
Sabbath is the seventh day.
也就是以色列人他们。开门一看，野地没有玛纳，这个就是安息日。
It is the day that when the Israelites left their tent and they see no manna in the field, then they know that it is Sabbath.
那今天普世的基督教派都不守安息日。
But today most of the Christian denominations do not keep the Sabbath.
他们误认是律法的东西啊。
They had a misunderstanding that Sabbath is a thing of the law, the past law.
那不对呀。
This is incorrect.
安息日是神创世的时候就跟亚当立约的。
Sabbath is a covenant God had with Adam, the creation.
这个意思就是说，凡是人 活在日光下都要守安息日。
Meaning that as long as you are human, you live under the sun, you must keep the Sabbath.
但是因为现在普世的人不敬畏神。
But because now most people do not respect God.
那当然就不守安息日了。
So they fail to keep the Sabbath.
那感谢主，我们今天蒙神的启示，让我们知道遵守安息日是非常重要的。
And today we thank God that He revealed the truth of the Sabbath to us, and we know that it's very important to keep the Sabbath.
那我就在想。
I was thinking.
神赐给他们玛瑙，吃了四十年就吃吃喝喝死了，算了。
God had gives them manna for 40 years so they could just eat and enjoy their lives and pass away.
难道没有要给他们学习的真理吗？
Shouldn't there be some sort of teaching that God was teaching them through this manna?
想来想去哦，得到三个启示。
And when I was thinking about this, I had three revelations.
那我就分享给大家。
And I would like to share this with everyone.
这个玛瑙哦，第一层的启示。
And the first teaching within this manna.
其实是要向属神的人宣告。
It is actually to proclaim to God's people.
属神的人不用烦恼生活的问题。
To tell us that people who belong to God do not have to worry about our daily necessities.
你看他们到这个地方没有东西吃。
And if you look at here, here they did not have food to eat.
神就从天上降下玛瑙给他们吃。
So God gave them manna from the sky.
到了下一站。
And on their next stop.
他们没有水喝。
They did not have water.
神就叫摩西拿拐杖击打磐石，从磐石出水给他们喝。
God instructed Moses to shake the rock, and the water came out from the rock.
这个就是告诉我们属神的人哦，神给你预备的好好的。
This is to tell us that as long as we belong to God, God will provide for us.
我们来看这个哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第十章。
Verse chapter 10.
第十章第一节
Chapter 10 verse 1
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。好，这边保罗在述说以色列人出埃及的时候。
And here Paul retells the history of the Israelites leaving Egypt.
他们在过红海。
When they pass through the Red Sea.
说他们的头上有云柱给他们笼罩住。
At that time there was a pillar of cloud that overshadowed them.
然后红海的水又高过他们的头。
And the water of the Red Sea was taller than they are.
他们下到海里面走干地过去。
And when they went down to the Red Sea, they were stepping on dry land.
那个就是今天我们洗礼一个全身入水的一个预表。
And that prefigures our baptism, which should be full immersion.
你把它发挥想象力一下。
If you exercise your imagination.
天上有云把它们包住。
There is cloud in the sky.
他们四周围红海的水又高过他们的头。
And on all four sides, the water of the Red Sea is higher than.
那是不是全身入水啊？
So they are completely immersed.
所以这保罗在说，是从云下从海中经过。
So here Paul says that they pass through the cloud and in the sea.
在云里海里受洗归了摩西啊。
So they were baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea.
他们过红海就是受洗的一个预表啊。
So when they crossed the Red Sea, the duration of baptism.
过了红海以后，才能够完全脱离法老的掌控。
It was only after they crossed the Red Sea they can escape the dominion of the Pharaoh.
那法老追下去，就把他灭绝在这个红海里面。
When the Pharaoh's soldier wanted to chase after them, they were destroyed in the Red Sea.
那就是我们全身入水，我们的救人跟耶稣同钉十字架，同死同埋葬。
That is when we become baptized, we are nailed on the cross with Jesus Christ, and we die with him and are buried with him.
然后罪身灭绝掉。
And that completely destroys our sins.
所以罪在我们身上没有权柄。
So sin no longer have dominion over us.
好。那受洗归了摩西就是什么？
And to be baptized into Moses.
摩西是神所差派的人，归了摩西就是归入神了。
Moses is a messenger of God, so to be baptized into Moses is to be baptized into God.
也就是他们从此以后是属神的人。
Meaning that from that point on, they will belong to God.
所以既然属神了。
Since they are God's people.
你看他们没有饭吃。
When they go hungry.
神就从天上降下玛拿给他们吃。
God gave them manna.
没有水喝。
When they are thirsty.
神就从磐石出水给他们喝。
God caused water to gush out from the rock.
磐石会不会出水？
Do rocks produce water?
磐石不会出水。
Rock don't produce water.
不信的话，你去看看哪一颗你认为最漂亮，打打看看会不会出水。
If you don't believe me, go out and find a rock that's most pleasing to you and try to strike it and see if any water come out.
但是出于神的应许跟能力就会出水。
But out of God's promise and might, a rock can produce water.
所以啊，其实不是磐石出水给他们喝的。
So it was actually not the rock that gave them water.
是。背后的基督在供养他们的。
Rather, it was the Christ behind it that's providing for them.
所以以色列人的那个经典《他勒木》就说，他们在走旷野是抬着那一颗石头跟着走的。
So in the Jewish Talmud says that when they're walking in the desert, they actually carry this rock with them.
那保罗就说，这是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
And Paul says that this is the spiritual rock that followed them.
那个磐石就是基督。
This rock is Jesus.
那我们说，我们在日光下面哈。
We say that as we live in this world.
吃什么，喝什么。
What do we eat and what do we drink?
合起来叫什么？
What's a combination of that?
叫做生活。
That is life.
我们在太阳光下面哈。
As we live under the sun.
你如果有东西吃，有水喝，你就活得下去。
As long as you have food and water, you can live.
那其他的都是多余的呢。
Everything else is unnecessary.
我四年前到缅甸去。
Four years ago, I went to Myanmar.
真的去看到缅甸哈，台语叫缅甸哈。
In Taiwanese, it actually says, do not need electricity.
没有电的地方。
It's a place without electricity.
你会看到说，他们晚上就是七点，电力公司开电，十点关掉。
So at night, the electric company will have electricity from 7 to 10 only.
全家只有一个短短的路光灯而已。
So inside a household, they will have one small fluorescent light.
没有电器用品。
They have no electronic.
你绝对看不到的。
There are no appliances.
煮饭是用木材烧的。
When they cook, they use wood.
吃的水是井水。
What they drink is well water.
一切都是原始的生活。
Everything is very primitive.
但所以你把它想想看，今天我们在用的这种 PDA 啊，这个手机啊。
If you think about all the PDA and cell phones that we use,
你没有它会不会活？
Can you live without them?
会。
Of course.
没有电灯会不会活？
Can you live without a light bulb? Of course.
没有车子会不会活？
Can you live without a car?
会。
Yes.
这个都是我们多余的一个那个欲望。
Because these are all additional things that we desire.
只是不让我们生活比较舒适一点而已。
And makes our life more comfortable.
那回到这边来。
We return to this.
所以有吃有喝。就代表一种生活了。
So to be able to eat and drink means to have a life.
他们走旷野路，神解决他们吃喝，就是说供养他们的生活。
So when they were in the wilderness, God provided them with food and water. That means to provide them with their necessities.
那这是只有属神人特有的哦。
This is a privilege only belonging to the people of God.
神造了亚当夏娃。
God created Adam and Eve.
然后把他们放在伊甸园。
He placed them in the Garden Eden.
为他们预备了吃用的东西。
And provided what they needed to use and eat.
神的目的就是让他们过着无忧无虑的生活。
And God's purpose is that they can live a life without worries.
因为他们属神。
Because they belong to God.
好，当他们犯罪了。
When they sin.
你看神对亚当的咒诅是什么？
If you look at God's curse to Adam.
从此以后，你要汗流满面才得糊口。
it says that it, from now on you had to labor and toil to have things to eat.
然后把他们赶出伊甸园。
And he cast them out of the Garden of Eden.
不属神的人不配享受神的恩慈。
Those who do not belong to God is not worthy to enjoy God's blessings.
所以你的人生就是汗流满面才得糊口。
So your life would be full of labor and toil.
那接下来就是什么？
And what follows?
劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And all your hard work will turn into vanity.
这个就是人生的写照。
This is a portrait of our life.
神把以色列人救出埃及哦。
When God bring the Israelites out,
成为他的子民
，to become His people,
又重新给他们享受神的恩赐，供养他们。
And to give them again His blessings to provide for them.
好，那你或许会想
，If you think,
神对以色列人这么好，对我们有没有这么好？
You might wonder, God is so good to the Israelites. Is He as good to us?
嘿，我说有。
I say yes.
我们看一下马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Book of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6
第六章二十五节
Verse 25。
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？好，那然后这边呢，主耶稣在跟他们讲。
And here Jesus tells them,
跟随他的人啊，不用烦恼生活的问题。
Those who follow him do not have to worry about their daily necessities.
如果我们今天在基督里还会烦恼
，If today being in Christ we still worry.
三十节就说我们是小信的人。
Verse 30 says that we are of little faith.
所以主耶稣是希望我们在基督里的人要用信心跟随耶稣。
Jesus wants us who belong to him to follow him with faith.
那第一步的信心就是把你的生活交托给主。
And this first step of faith is to entrust your life to God.
他为了要加添我们的信心。
In order to add to our faith.
他告诉我们看看天空的灰鸟。
He told us to look at the birds in the sky.
哦，那个就是乌鸦了哈。
That there are mostly ravens.
哦，我们这边的乌鸦很多啊。
There are a lot of ravens here.
每一只都长得灰灰的。
They are all pretty
你在养它吗？
Do you feed them?
没有。
No.
天父。
It's our heavenly father.
哎，野地的百合花。
And the lilies of the valley.
人见人爱。
Everyone is.
谁在装饰它？
Who decorates them?
天父。
It's our heavenly father.
那主耶稣就说，这两件东西跟我们神儿女这个身份比起来，何等的卑贱。
And so Jesus tells us that these two things compared to us being the children of God, they are really nothing.
神都照顾这卑贱的动物植物。
God looks even after them.
怎么不会照顾他的儿女呢？
How would he not look after his own children?
所以他给我们一个应许。
So he gave us a promise.
这个应许你看三十一节。
This promise is recorded on verse 31.
叫我们不要忧虑生活的问题。
He says, do not worry.
他三十二节。
32.
他说这些都是为信主的人所求的。
And he says that these are the things that the pagans ask.
意思说生活问题是他们在烦恼的。
To worry about life is something the pagans do.
那我们信主的人呢？
Being a God's person.
需用的一切东西天父都知道的。
Being a believer that everything we need, our Heavenly Father knows.
那这句话不是叫我们说，好，那你就整天坐在家里嘴巴张开，它掉下来养你，不是这样子。
But this is not to tell us that we should just sit at home with our mouth open and hope that food will fall down.
他给我们一个生活的秩序。
God gave us an order.
他说，先求他的国跟他的义。
That is to seek first his kingdom, his righteousness.
那生活的问题都要加给你们。
And everything else will be added onto us.
所以先求神的国跟神的义是我们第一所要的目标。
So to seek after God's kingdom, his righteousness is the first goal in our life.
生活问题交给主耶稣替你安排。
And everything else we can entrust onto God for him to provide.
我还没来美国以前，我都以为美国是都是家家户都是很有钱。
Before I came to the States, I assumed that everyone in the States is really wealthy.
可是这几天出去逛逛好像并不是这样子。
And the past few days when I went out and looked around, I realized that this is probably not the case.
因为 路边也有看到在卖路边摊的啦。
And we, I still see street vendors.
也有看到在捡破烂的啦。
I also see garbage collectors.
哎，可见还是有很多人为了生活在那边忧虑的。
So, I can see that a lot of people still worry a lot for their lives.
然后又听到好多信徒在讲。
And I also hear from many members.
哎，在这边反而就业的压力非常大。
Being here actually is a lot of pressure.
所以我们今天哦，属神的人就要懂得享受神的恩慈。
So today, being children of God, we have to know how to enjoy God's blessings.
把这一步跨出来。
To take this one step.
让你从此信仰的生活充满了喜乐平安。
So that from now on, your life will be full of joy and peace.
因为这个不是一种理论。
This is not just a theory.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
应许就是说你信得到，抓住他就给你。
Promise means that if you believe and you hold on to it, it will be given to you.
好，那三十四节就讲。
Verse 34 says,
我们不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
玛纳放到明天就生虫变臭了。
If you leave the manna to tomorrow, it will become bad.
神知道怎么照顾他的儿女。
God knows how to take care of his own children.
所以一个信神的人要懂得借着祷告把我们的苦难交托给主耶稣。
So being a believer of God, we must know how to pray and to entrust our lives to God.
这是两个礼拜前我跟大家分享的。
This is why I shared with everyone 2 weeks ago.
好，那玛纳给我们的第二层的启示是什么？
And the second teaching of the manna is.
我们看《生命记》，《生命记》第八章。
Let's look at
《生命记》第八章
，verse chapter 8.
第八章第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
你也要纪念真神你的你的神呢，在旷野引导你这40年。是要苦练你，试炼你，要知道你的内心如何。肯守他的诫命不肯，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这40年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿，你当心里思想。阿们。你看摩西哈。再一次的提醒以色列人。
So here Moses again reminded the Israelites.
说你们四十年中走旷野路，每天所吃的是什么
？He said, "Do you remember for the 40 years that you wandered in the wilderness? What do you eat?"
就是玛纳。
You ate manna.
那神赐给你吃的目的在哪里
？What is the purpose of God giving you this manna?
是要让你去体验一个道理。
That is for you to experience one teaching.
人活着不是单靠食物。
That humans do not live by food alone.
乃要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But instead, by every word that comes out from the mouth of the Lord.
他特别提醒他们。
So he reminded them.
四十年，你们走旷野路，衣服没有穿破。
For 40 years, when you were in the wilderness, your clothes did not wear.
你们的脚没有肿。
Your feet did not swell.
叫他们心里要思想。
And Moses reminded them to
reflect. 难道这是偶然的吗
？Is this just a coincidence?
绝对不是的。
Of course not.
所以这个神赐玛纳给他们四十年在那吃哦，就是要去让属神人去体验这个道理呢。
So when God gave the manna to eat for 40 years, He wanted His people to think about this teaching.
那体验这个道理，就是让要叫属神的人。看重内在灵命的丰盛。
And this 40 years is for people who belong to God to understand the abundance in the Lord.
也要知道，人真正的我们的本我才是那种灵魂才是重要的。
And this abundance is in the spiritual, in the spiritual sense, and also to know the important part of the human being is the spirit.
那这一点哦，正是我们在。进入21世纪富裕的社会里面的信徒最需要了解的。
And this point is for us who are we live in the 21st century who live an abundant life to remember.
现在全世界不管是资本主义或是共产社会主义，大家都是向前看。
And today, whether you live in a capitalist society or even a communist society, everyone really valued money.
一切就是钱最重要。
Everything, the money is the most important.
这个社会是笑贫不笑娼的。
And this society, they laughed at the poor, but not at the immoral.
然后整个价值观都被颠倒掉了。
So the whole society's value is upside down.
但是我们属神的人脑筋要永远清醒。
But being belonging to the person who belongs to God, we had to have a clear view.
我们把它回想一下。
If we think back,
以色列人四十年了。
Israelites for 40 years.
他们主要吃什么东西？三餐呢、啊、
？What did they eat for all three meals?
其实大部分就是吃玛纳一样而已。
For the most part, it was just manna.
要吃肉。大概要等到献祭才有哦。
If they wanted to eat meat, they had to wait for sacrifices.
因为他们是在走旷野路呢。
Because they were walking in the wilderness.
什么时候要停不是他们决定的。
It was not for them to decide when to stop.
好，那要吃蔬菜水果大概也没有了。
If they want vegetables or fruits, there probably weren't any.
因为你要耕种的话，就要定居才能耕种啊。
If you want to farm, you had to stay in one place to farm.
他们要定居多久，不是他们决定，要看天上的。
And how long they stay in one place is not for them to decide either.
所以我们可以推定，他们每天所吃的就是玛纳一样比较多。
So we can deduct that they pretty much just eat manna.
这个如果以今天的营养学家来讲，是严重营养失衡啊。
If today you ask a nutritionist, they will say that this is a very imbalanced diet.
但是你看，神用一样的东西养活他们四十年。
But God had fed them with this one thing for 40 years.
我们今天哦都要说哦，你每天维他命一定要摄取多少，蛋白质要多少，不然你一定会死掉。
Today we tell people that you had to taste this much vitamin each day and this much protein and so forth, or else you would die.
所以你知道今天这个社会不管走到哪个国家，什么是最畅销，你知道吗？
And you know today, doesn't matter which country you go to, what is the best-selling item?
能够给你活得更久的那个药。
Whatever medicine that can make you live longer.
那个药都是用透过直销的方式在卖。
And this medicine is always sold by direct sale.
好，而且是暴利的东西。
And it has a high profit margin.
但是这边神已经跟我们讲得很清楚。
But here God tells us clearly.
我们属神的人一定要清楚一件事情。
Being a people who belong to God, we must be.
谁在掌管我们的生命？
We must know clearly that who controls our life is God.
他掌管我们的生命、气息、动作、存留。
He controls our life, our breath, and what we do.
他要我们活，我们就可以活得很好。
If he wants us to live, we'll live.
他如果要把我们的气息一收，你再吃再多的营养品，还是要回去的啦。
If he wants to take away our breath, it doesn't matter how well you take care of yourself, you will still have to go.
所以属神的人一定要很清楚说，人活着不可以单靠食物。
So being God's people, we must understand that to live, we cannot depend only on food.
不要只把你的人生目标定在追逐属肉物质享受的层面去。
Do not set your goal on just enjoying worldly pleasures.
应该是要多来领受神的话。
We should spend more time to listen to God's words.
我们来看这个约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章32节。
Verse 32.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。34节，他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。这边主耶稣就在讲
Here Jesus said,
说以色列人他们那个每天在吃这个天上降下的玛纳
The Israelites they ate manna each day
那个就是在预表的今天的耶稣了
That is to prefigure Jesus today.
哎，主耶稣说他就是生命的粮啊。
Jesus said that I'm the bread of life.
是从天上降下来要给世人的。
He came from heaven for the people.
所以他才说到他这里来的必定不饿。
So those who come to him will never go hungry.
信他的永远不渴。
Those who believe in him will never be thirsty.
所以我们今天属神哦。
Today belonging to God.
我们的生活不要停留在只是物质的追逐上面。
Our life should not stay at a stage where we only pursue after material gains.
你应该追逐的是让如何让你内在的生命丰盛起来。
We must pursue what can enrich our spiritual life.
怎么样让基督成形在我心中
？How do we have Jesus formed in our life？
而且哦，我当传道将近二十年哦，我仔细观察哦。
Now after about 20 years serving as a minister，
你看重灵命哦。自然你的肉体就健康了。
From my observations, I see that those people who emphasize on their spiritual life, they'll be healthy.
我在台湾常常看到有一些那个老太太哦，老姐妹啊，七八十岁，每天都是很认真的祷告。
In Taiwan, I often see about 70-80 years old sisters who pray every day.
你问她说有没有吃什么营养品？没有啊。
You ask them if they take any nutritional supplements. They say no.
反倒是粗茶淡饭。
They eat very simple food.
但是人人都活到啊很长。
But they all live to old age and they are really healthy.
所以内在的灵命丰盛哦，会影响到外在肉体的健康呢。
So to have a rich spiritual life will affect your health.
所以我们应该要多努力的捡拾玛纳。
So we should put out effort in gathering manna.
那看六十三节。
Let's look at verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。这个神的话，耶稣的话，是我们的生命。
So the words of our Jesus Christ is our life.
所以我们要努力每天养成习惯来捡拾这个玛纳。
So we should form a daily habit to gather manna each day.
再来，玛纳给我们的第三层的启示是什么？
And the third teaching of manna.
我们翻回来看这个出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
十六章。
Verse 16, chapter 16.
16章哦，十八节。
Verse 18。
说，极致用俄米尔量一量，多说的也没有余，少说的也没有缺，个人是按着自己的饭量收取的。当时神规定他们哦一个原则。
God set down one principle for them。
要按自己的饭量去捡玛纳。
To gather according to your need.
捡回来还要用俄米尔量一下。
And after they gather, they will measure it with an omer.
神实在是太了解每一个人的人心了。
God truly understands human nature.
总是会有一些人不守规矩的。
He knows that there will always be some people who do not follow rules.
都捡了。
Who will gather more than
me. 结果一量。
But after they come back and measure.
没有剩下来啊。
There were no extra.
还是一样他的饭量啊。
It's still what they needed.
减少了一量还是他的饭量啊。
Those who gathered less still had enough.
这个是很奇妙的一个神迹啊。
This is a very miraculous event.
神竟然用四十年的时间来训练他的选民。
So God used 40 years to train his people.
他每天都是要经历这样的神迹。
Every day they will go through this miracle.
我贪心哦，多量哎。没有剩下。
Today I'm greedy. I got more manna, but then there's still no extra manna.
少捡回来一两，还是没有少。
And today I didn't gather enough, but I still have enough.
表示说，经过神大能的运行以后啊。
Meaning that after the working of God's mighty spirit.
神竟然让每一个人的生活都是按照他的饭量，也就是说够用，刚好够用。
So everyone is provided according to exactly what they needed.
那要给他们体会什么道理？
And what did God want to teach them?
这个保罗有解释。
Paul explained this.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
Chapter 8.
第八章来看那个十三节。
Verse 13.
我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是要均平，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就是均平了。如经上所记，多说的也没有余，少说的也没有缺。哎，很奇妙哈、哦。那个马呢，竟然是训练他们怎么去在神的团契里面过着彼此相爱的生活。
So this manna is actually to teach them to live in a fellowship where they show love to one another.
好，但保罗这边是在讲说，当时啊，耶路撒冷发生饥荒。
But here, Paul is referring to at the time Jerusalem was going through a famine.
那外邦的教会听到以后，大家发起乐捐，要去帮助耶路撒冷的那个信徒啊。
The churches outside of Jerusalem, they donated to the members in Jerusalem.
可是哥林多教会是很有钱的教会哦。
The church in Corinth was actually a very wealthy church.
但是他们啊，哥林多教会的信徒啊，都是君主。
And the members of the church in Corinth are officials.
哎，动口不动手。
They are true gentlemen. They only move their mouth, but they don't actually do anything.
嗯，就是说只有嘴巴讲讲。
They only say that they will do it, but they will actually not.
他们说啊，我们来肉捐。
They will say, okay, let's do it.
但是哦，钱在口袋就拿不出来呀。
But they will not actually take out their money.
所以后来保罗就说，我干脆建议你们。
So Paul said that.
每逢七日的第一日，你们要帮助别人，拿出来，哎。
Paul's suggestion to them is that on the first day of every week, take out a portion that you tend to give to other people.
免得我到时候去要跟你们收的时候，你们说花光光了。
So that when I want to go gather this money from you, you will tell me that oh, I already spent it all.
可是哥林多教会的信徒还是很皮哦。
But the members of the Corinthian church were still very naughty.
仍然没有动作。
They still did not do anything.
所以在写哥林多后书的时候就很不客气了。
So when Paul wrote Second Corinthians, he was
你如果第八章啊，把它读仔细读，他就是用那个讽刺的口吻在骂他们。
He was being almost sarcastic towards them.
啊，他就表明啊。
He said,
说他这样交代他们做这种事情哦，不是要别人轻省，要他们受连累，不是。
He said that when he instructed them to do this, it was not to hard press them, but to the other people be relieved.
是要大家过着均平的生活。
Rather that this is for equality.
也就是你们现在有余了。
Meaning that you have plenty right now.
可以补耶路撒冷教会的不足。
You can help the church in Jerusalem who is lacking.
哎，将来有一天他们有余，也可以补你们的不足啊。
So one day when they're abundant, they can help in your
这个叫做肢体生活啦。
This is a life of a body.
肢体互相帮助。
The members of a body helping each other.
他说这个就是玛纳啊的中心精神。
This is a central spirit of manna.
多说的没有余，少说的没有缺。
If you gather more, you will not have more. But when you gather too little, you will not have too little.
那把这个精神活出来了哈，我看一看只有啊耶路撒冷的教会。
A church. I only see the church in Jerusalem truly living out this teaching.
今天我们这个非犹太人来信的，好像还没有达到这种程度。
Those Gentiles who came to believe doesn't seem to have this kind of love.
这可能跟我们原来的那种文化思想有关系。
This might have to do with our cultural backgrounds.
那虽然我们没办法像犹太人马上过着一种互通有无的生活。
Even though we probably cannot be the Jews immediately where we willing help out each other.
但是至少要取那个精神。
But at least we must learn from their spirit.
大家在教会里面
Inside a church.
在基督里哦，大家要彼此相助。
Inside Christ, we must help each other.
啊，这个相助不但是指着生活的帮补。
This to help each other doesn't just mean to help in the daily necessities.
也更指着灵性的互相扶持。
But it also means to support each other in the spirit.
坚强的扶持软弱的。
Those who are strong, help those who are weak.
有余的帮补不足的。
Those who are abundant, help those who are lacking.
其实今天神把我们拣选来，让我们大家在这个团契里面生活。
Today when God chose us and put us in this fellowship,
就是要过这样的生活而已啦。
He intends for us to live this kind of life.
那我们如果这样啊，互相啊帮助的时候。
If we can help each other,
等于就是彼此相爱。
That means we love each other.
那彼此相爱就是完全神的律法。
And to love each other is the essence of God's law.
约翰一书第四章十三节说。
First John chapter 4 verse 13 says.
从来没有人看过神。
No one has seen God.
但是我们如果彼此相爱，神就在我们中间。
But if we love each other, God is among us.
其实神就是要我们过这样的日子的了。
So God wants us to live this kind of life.
那我们如果懂得彼此相爱。
If we know to love each other,
这个就是天国生活了。
That is to live in heaven.
所以才说我们的教会是从天而降，圣城新耶路撒冷。
This is why we say that our church is heaven on earth, is a new Jerusalem.
那我们如果能够彼此相爱，我们就是在地如天。
So if we can love each other, we'll be living as we're in heaven on this earth.
这就是神降玛拿给以色列人吃，要思考的道理啊。
This is a teaching that God wanted the Israelites to think about by giving them manna.
刚好三层。
There are three layers.
从肉身的生活。
From the physical aspect.
一直到内在彼此相爱。
And until the most inner aspect, which is to love one another.
第一层的道理告诉我们。
The first layer tells us.
属神的人不用烦恼生活的问题。
Those who belong to God do not have to worry about their daily lives.
因为这是你可以体会的耶和华以诺。
Because this is God's blessings that you can experience.
我们每一个人生活都可以耶和华以诺的。
And every one of us can rejoice in Christ.
好，第二层的那个启示。
The second layer
是告诉我们说属神的人要不要单靠食物，猴子不要单靠食物。
Teaches us that being a people belonging to God, we cannot live only by bread.
要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by the words that come out of the Lord.
追求内在生命的丰盛。
And to seek to enrich our spiritual life.
你内在生命丰盛，你才能够夺胜世界。
When you have a rich spiritual life, then you can gain the world.
第三层。
The third layer.
叫我们好好去体会。
It tells us to experience.
在基督里，大家透过彼此相爱。
That in Christ, through loving each other.
过着均平的生活。
To live a life of equality.
大家物质生活没有匮乏。
No one is lacking in their physical lives.
灵性更丰盛。
And they are even more abundant in the spirit.
那不管你在哪一个国度，就是在地如天了。
And doesn't matter which country you live in, you live in heaven on earth.
这是神要我们属神人过的日子。
And this is a life that Jesus wants us to live.
愿我们都能够体会。
And I hope that everyone can experience.
也能实行在我们生活当中。
And can act accordingly in our lives.
我们一起来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
127首。
127.